Well, I know we've all been waiting for this production. They did it last week out at the Willows. And so I don't know who I need to hand the microphone to first. Rod, that's not you, right? You come at the end, but you're going to need a microphone, right? Thank you, Joyce. And it's all right if the little guys stand in a seat if they're real little and can't see. So mom or dad, you can hold them up, but I think they'll be able to see just fine. So I'm just waiting for my cue. Well, it's going to be a moment because there are no puppets back there and no puppeteers. I'm not going to preach. Was I supposed to? I might. The day's not over. I'm always excited when our puppet team does a production, and a lot of hard work and everything into it. It's not an easy thing to do. Do we need the house lights out with just spotlights? Is that better? Should the other lights be out? Would it be better?
It's up to you all.
Yes, let's
Caleb,
do.
Would you?
I think that'd be a little better.
So we can get the cord out of there.
All right. I think that's good.
Rock. Mona, is this on?
Are we ready?
No.
Just a second. Where's Teresa? Oh, there you are. Sorry. Make sure it's on.
The anticipation is building. That's good. Well, I could have preached, but I just wanted to give full benefit of this message of this production, and we're going to do that because the technical issues are about to be finally worked out, and now, without any further ado or further delay, somebody followed the wrong star.
Well, wonder where everybody is.
What's that? Everyone is missing.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just knew something like this was going to happen.
Calm down.
The meeting hasn't even started yet. And everyone is missing.
Calm down, soldier. My. There's no cause for alarm.
That's easy for you to say. You have wings, so you could fly away if there was trouble.
Well, that's true. But don't you have a sword and a rifle or something?
Oh, that's right. I do have a rifle and sword. Hey, wait a minute. Where are my rifle and sword?
Oh,
my rifle and sword
All
are
right.
missing too.
Soldier.
What do we do?
Oh,
what
my.
Do we do?
Soldier.
People are going
Calm
missing.
Down.
Things
Calm
are going
down.
Missing.
Oh,
the whole
my, my,
world
my.
Is disappearing.
Attention.
It's the end of the world.
Golly, calm down, soldier.
Yes, sir.
That's madam.
Yes, sir.
Stop it.
Permission to blow my nose, sir?
Well, of course. Blow your nose, soldier.
Thank you, sir.
Stop it. Anyway, I didn't say everyone was missing. I just wondered where everybody is.
Are you sure they're not here?
Yep, pretty sure.
I mean, did you have roll call and everything?
Soldier, Troy. May I call you Troy?
Yes, sir.
Stop it.
Sorry.
So now, Troy, why in the world would we have roll call when we can both plainly see nobody else is here?
Oh! I know. Me.
Are you seriously going to answer that question?
I am if you call on me.
Oh, my. I need to teach him a definition of rhetorical question, don't I? Anyway, we don't... What? Okay, anyhow, we don't want to know why you think you have to answer that question. Just go ahead. Have roll call.
Yes. Miss Berry?
Very good.
All right now, listen up. When you hear your name, sound off.
Sheesh.
Sugar Plum, Berry.
Here.
Soldier, Troy.
Oh,
yo. Elf, Sanders.
You, I'm here.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I'm here.
I know what you meant, but where did you come from?
You know, from the toy shop.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, just now, I'm... Never mind.
Gift box. Goody.
Present.
That was a good one, Goody.
Where did you come from?
From under the tree, of course.
Well, I mean, like just now, did you haven't been here the whole time, have you?
What's with her?
I don't know. Maybe her tiara is on too tight.
Reindeer, Rudy.
Reporting for duty.
All a present accounted for.
Well, I can hardly believe it. It worked.
What worked?
Well, roll call.
I hate to sound dumb, but roll calls pretty much always work, don't they?
It's a long story.
Is it a sad story? 'Cause if it is, I don't think I want to hear it.
Oh, my.
Hey, can we get on with this meeting? I mean, like, I've got things to do, places to go.
Yeah, I'm kind of tied up, too.
Good one, Giddy.
Well, actually, Rudy's the one who wanted this special session, so why don't we just turn it over to him?
Oh, I know. Me.
Troy, it's not a question that needs an answer.
Oh, I guess that figures.
Well, hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. I guess we all know that Christmas will be here soon.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm sure it's everybody's favorite time of year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But see, I think we have a big problem.
What? A problem? What kind of problem? Something like trouble with the toy shipments or a...
Oh, no. Is it a wrapping paper shortage? Or maybe defective ribbon?
Oh, maybe there's just not enough puppeteers for the holiday puppet shows.
Nah.
No, no, it's nothing like that.
Is it a great big storm coming that will keep Christmas from coming this year?
Hey, come on, you guys. You know nothing can keep Christmas from coming. This is a problem that has been around for years, and the whole time it's been right under our very noses.
Did you say fairy noses?
Not fairy noses. Oh. Very noses. Everyone's noses.
Well, not all of us have those so-called noses you speak of. So, what is the problem?
The problem is, what is Christmas really about?
Hey, I'm glad you asked that. It seems pretty messed up to me.
You said it right, Goody. Everyone at the North Pole has been troubled about by for years. I mean, it's like really, really, really messed up.
I know. Seems like lots of people go to the party, but forget why they went.
Understating, all the fancy decorating.
Deck the halls, we're celebrating, cause it's Christmas time.
Here's the secret, we're divulging, it's the season for indulging.
Never mind the extra bulging, cause it's Christmas time. Don't you fret about the deck.
Enjoy it!
Keep your eyes on the prize.
You've got a credit card, employ it.
In the mall, you've got it right now. Shop on each and every night now.
Find anything inside, no,
cause it's Christmas time.
Have you finished up your list yet?
Is there any store you've missed yet?
Everything you can't resist, get,
cause it's Christmas time.
It's a wrap with a happy ending.
Make a splash
with your cash.
Say, tis the season to be spending.
Giving gifts is fine and dandy. Everything from cars to candy. Grab your wallet,
keep it handy,
cause it's Christmas time.
All the buy, 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 and gimme, gimme, gimme are really starting to smell, smell, smell. And I should know, I've got a 2-year-old cheese log in here right now.
That's you? I thought maybe it was Rudy, because, you know, he is livestock.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, Rudy. Nothing personal.
Well, y'all, you guys are right. Oh, guys, and Goody, of course.
Thank you.
The whole focus of Christmas is misplaced. It seems like it's all become very selfish.
Yeah, and all the little crabs and oysters and shrimps are really getting the short end of the stick. Shellfish need love, too.
Oh, my.
My, my, my. I said selfish, not shellfish. Sheesh.
Oh, I know what you mean. There are so many disattractions. They keep people looking the wrong way. It seems like everyone is satisfied with a cheap imitation Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Heather and Minnie would rather stay home and watch TV.
Pageants and parties and feasting so hearty aren't what they used to be.
And if you can't remember a card this December, that's it. Give up your toast.
Cheap imitations are a real indication of what we want the most.
And because regulation requires this take,
Christmas vacation is now winter break.
When did this begin? How we like Christmas back again.
May I have this dance?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, ow.
Sorry.
Oh, ow.
I'm sorry, it's my fault.
Okay, sorry. Stop the music. How many feet do you have?
I'm doing the best I can. They're wooden.
Well, they're giving me splinters.
Sorry. Don't you ask for my money, you bell-ringing mouse.
Yeah, I need it all to put lights on my house.
When did this begin? How we wish Merry Christmas deep within.
More lights? Really?
Well, yeah. I'm going to add another 30 strings of lights to the upper part of the house and redoing the whole snowman scene.
Aw, that'll be nice.
We like Christmas back again.
Yeah. That's all true, but it's not what I mean.
It isn't? I thought we just had that about wrapped up.
Well, what are you talking about then? What's the problem?
Well, like Troy mentioned, the problem really is the disattractions.
Isn't that what we said?
I thought it was. Maybe we were asleep and just dreamed we said it.
No, no. You said it all right. It's just that, well, I think we're the disattractions.
What are you talking about, Rudy? We're the symbols of Christmas. We can't be the disattractions. And, anyway, why are we saying distractions like this?
I don't know. Besides, what would Christmas be without toy soldiers and sugar plum fairies? And elves, and, of course, presents.
What would Christmas be without you, Rudy?
I know. We're all a big part of what people do at Christmas. But what people do is not what Christmas is about.
Could you go over that again once more? A little more slowly?
Think about it, Goody. What difference would it make if there was no red-nosed reindeer to sing about at Christmas? I mean, I'm only here because Christmas already existed.
Wait a minute. I think I know what you mean. We all came out of Christmas. Christmas didn't come out of us.
Of course not. If it did, there would be this huge gaping hole somewhere.
I guess that's right. Christmas is supposed to be a celebration. We're supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus. That is what the whole word is all about. Without Christ, you can't have Christmas.
We can't have Christmas. No Christmas? What do we do?
My.
That's the worst thing ever.
Here we go.
We can't have Christmas.
Soldier.
What will Captain Nutcracker say?
Oh, my. Stop.
Oh, no.
Attention. Sheesh. Get a grip, will you?
Yes, sir. Miss Berry?
Never mind. Oh, just call me Sugar Plum, okay?
Yes, Miss Berry.
Thank you. Better than sir, anyway.
Don't worry, Troy. Christmas will be here right on time.
Yep.
That's the point, you see. There's nothing any of us can do to stop Christmas.
Hmm. Yeah, but the question is, how did it all get so goofed up? I mean, why do people act like we're the reason for the season?
I wish I knew. Jesus is the only one that's really important, not us.
You said it right. Yeah. Hey, remember the part about the Magi? They were wise men from the east, and they followed the star to find the baby Jesus in Bethlehem.
Are you kidding? Who could forget that?
That's right. They went to Herod, and they said, "Where is the one who is born, King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Yeah, and when they were told to go to Bethlehem, the star went first, and the wise men followed it until it stopped over the place where Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
And when the wise men saw him, they gave him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah, gifts. Hey, Goody, the Magi brought the first Christmas gifts to Jesus. That's where you got your start.
Yeah, but how come everybody is so mixed up about Christmas now?
Oh, I know.
What is it now, Troy?
Maybe somebody followed the wrong star.
Troy!
Wait a minute, everybody. I think Troy may be onto something.
Really? You think Troy is onto something?
I do.
I don't understand. I'm usually so very careful not to be onto something.
Oh. Ha! You can say that again.
But don't. Okay, please, do not say it again.
Yeah. Somebody followed the wrong star. That's exactly the problem. Sanders, what would have happened if the wise men followed the wrong star?
Well, if the wise men followed the wrong star, I don't think they would have found the baby Jesus. That's right. They would have missed finding him.
Of course, there must have been lots of other stars in the sky, but they let their eyes focus on the one that would lead them to Jesus.
Sure. So, since people seem to keep finding us, they must be following the wrong star.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll all just have to work extra hard to be like the Star of Bethlehem and just keep pointing to Jesus.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's about the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all part of the Christmas celebration, but we're not the reason for it. Jesus is, and always will be, the reason for Christmas.
Amen.
Yes.
I went to look for Jesus.
Jesus,
trusting in a star to lead the way.
They traveled,
following its light, they found him. Jesus,
Jesus,
and the star that guided them can guide us all today.
Yeah. is no Christmas without Jesus.
Jesus, the day we celebrate when God became a man.
Don't go through Christmas without Jesus.
Jesus, that little baby boy contained the great I am. You can lose your focus and miss Jesus.
Jesus,
letting disattractions hide the way.
Remember,
never let yourself forget him, Jesus.
Jesus,
like the Magi, find the star and follow it today. Like the Magi, find the star and follow him today.
Wow, that was such a good reminder for all of us. I don't want to follow the wrong star. And I'm pretty sure none of you do either, right? The spotlight belongs to Jesus. And if it wasn't for Christ, there would be no Christmas. And I like Christmas. You know, I was watching that program, and don't tell Soldier Troy, but I think he's really cute. And I think he hit the nail right on the head. Some people really are following the wrong star. I never thought about it before, but think about it. How come all the symbols of Christmas get the spotlight? They're not the reason for Christmas. Jesus is. You know, I think every one of us know John 3:16. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How many of you know John 3:17? That's a really great one. It says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus was born as a baby that first wonderful Christmas morning to save us because God loved us so much. And 33 years later, Jesus exchanged his life for ours. He died to pay for all of our sins, and better yet, he was raised from the dead by God the Father on the third day, and because he lives, we get to live forever with him if we believe and accept Jesus for our Savior. Amazing. And it all started with that one single silent. Mr. Mike, let's all sing Silent Night together.
You know, that night wasn't really silent. We sing Silent Night, and even old little town of Bethlehem talks about silent stars and how silently the wondrous gift is given and how no ear may hear his coming, while away in a manger says the cattle are lowing. That means mooing. I looked it up. The baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Oh, really? Well, some moms may not disagree, but possibly this baby awakens and does not cry, and that's not really the miracle here. The miracle is that God became man and dwelt among us. C.S. Lewis says this is the central miracle. Every other miracle prepares for this, or exhibits this, or results from this. It was the central event in the history of the earth, and the very thing that this whole story has been about. But let's get back to Silent Night. We have a young virgin here, away from home, experiencing something she's no way prepared for. She doesn't even have her mama with her. At the very least, she is shouting, perhaps through gritted teeth, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." But honestly, more likely, she was screaming at the top of her lungs and crying out for help. Now, the women, by the way, you know, the women were there. They were in the inn. They were there. The inn had no room for poor baby Jesus to be born, but the women were there. Yeah, the good Jewish women, good Jewish mamas. Can you imagine them being quiet? Even yentas, they were looking for every detail so they could spread the gossip. So, surely they came out to help, and they probably brought their husbands with them. And they went and spent some time there with her, and the men came, probably went with Joseph over to the side of the stable, and he was over there, and I talked with him, and then he went out and paced a while, and they were out there talking. Everybody was giving advice and counsel and encouragement. And the animals, they were also restless. They weren't quiet. Remember, they were lowing. There were a lot of people disturbing their usual silent night, the sounds and the smells and the people. Oh, my. They had to be all excited and agitated. But in the midst of all of this, into this world, he came. And I believe the gasp of wonder from the angels would have been heard, along with the excited discussions among them, their songs blending in with the music of the stars. They had all waited a long time for this. So before the sobering thoughts of how the new life would end, how our Savior would be treated, before they thought about that, they rejoiced. And the cattle lowed, the sheep bleated, the women wept through smiles and clasped hands, giving advice and instruction to the young, exhausted, probably sleeping in the hay mother. And the men laughed and cheered and patted Joseph on the back. Meanwhile, the Father in heaven enjoyed the moment, but prepared his heart for what was yet to come. For the story does not end here. There is so, so much more. So, come, let us adore him. Thank you.
You know, I started to stop right in the middle, and then I realized the spotlight is on this manger, and that's where the spotlight belongs. And I so appreciate the puppet team's production and the reminder, and I appreciate Rod's bringing to our attention how realistic this all was. It really was amazing that the God of creation would allow himself first to enter into humanity in the womb of a young woman, and then to be born in a lowly, smelly stable with all the things that go with childbirth. Here is the creator of life submitting himself to coming into this world the way every other person has come, except for the miraculous nature of the virgin birth. The one thought I had for myself, and we're going to be standing and closing here, and I'll ask Mike to play in just a moment. Are we really, how many Christmas, I've celebrated 70, this makes the 72nd Christmas. I don't remember all of them, of course, because I was a baby once. But almost every Christmas, one way or another, I've heard this story. And almost every Christmas, I've heard it said, let's don't get lost in the... Are these just words that we say every December around Christmas time? I challenge myself, and I challenge you today, to allow this Christmas to be a little bit different, with a greater emphasis on Jesus. Not only for this day, but for the days that will follow. Let's stand together. You may want to be prayed for this morning. You may want to have anything in your life done that only God can do. And there may be someone here, you never know, who says, you know, I've heard all this, but I've never asked Jesus to come into my life and be a part of my life and submit my life to him. Take this time to let the Lord speak to you personally and individually before we close today. And we could get some of the lights toward the back. If those would be turned on, we'd be fine now. Will you pray with me as you bow your heads? Father, I do ask that we go away from here today, committing ourselves more fully to not getting lost in the season. I pray for any who are stressed to release that stress before your throne of grace. I pray for any who are troubled to lay that trouble down at your feet. I pray for any who are fearful that they might allow your love to cast out that fear. I pray for any who are running from you to stop running and start running toward you. I pray, Father, that you would guide all of our steps closer and closer to you. May our hearts be truly filled with a greater appreciation of what this season is really all about. May we understand that all the gifts and the toy soldiers and the angels and the elves and the reindeer and all those things really are because of your birth and the very introduction of love personified coming into this world. Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I think it would be appropriate to give a good round of applause to the team for And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. You are dismissed, and greet one another with the love of Christ this day.